I presented information several weeks ago after our revelations with Dr. Ott and Dr. Carley and Alexander S. Jones, and Lou Dobbs never contacted me back. The regular media doesn't want to talk about things like the data which I discussed on Rents Radio on Monday night, 8 to 9 Pacific, about the latest Copenhagen published studies on the presence of thermates and superthermate, which is in a sense like solid rocket fuel. But by the way, that alone was not what I got in the documents that I've received independently, and you had the documents, Dr. Ott, you gave me back in January, we posted up. From the Finnish munitions expert that they used cutters, i.e. thermite, and they also used vaporizers, which is nuclear devices, fourth-generation micro-nukes, to vaporize the core of the building and implode it so it literally fell at free-fall speed so that it would take only 11 to 15 seconds rather than 94 seconds. So where's the 80 seconds missing, as Jeff Rentz says? Can we talk about that for a moment?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, there's quite a movement, of course. Dr. Judy Wood and others talk about directed energy weaponry, and that's a possibility, I think. But what we do have absolute proof of now is the presence of these microscopic particles of what's called nanothermite.
Well, let me do a correction on that. I have a background in nuclear physics. I was supposed to go to MIT as well. I've been working with two anonymous nuclear physicists for the past 6 years and munitions experts, and I can tell you there is no possibility of a directed energy weapon. I was a doctor for U.S. Space Command. I also took care for 6 years of people working on directed energy weapon systems, and I can tell you if you did hit it with a directed energy weapon, firstly, you'd have to explode nuclear devices to create that much energy, which we do have in space, by the way. We use a nuclear explosion or a series of them to create a collimated nuclear beam, which is a form of directed energy. And the fact is that if you did hit the Twin Towers, you'd hit it from the outside, and you'd have an asymmetric fall of the building. So there is, quote, no, in 20-foot high letters, possibility of directed energy. There's only nuclear devices, which I have the radioisotopes from their own data, and I have almost 40 anomalies, and I presented this. And the real reason why this is so important people grasp it, not only was the thermite, but the fact is they want to blow up the core of multiple cities. And since January, we have intelligence from my classified sources that at least three cities had nukes dismantled by our good guys in lettered agencies, because they're not all bad, in the city of New York City, Los Angeles, and Kansas City already. And just like the miniseries Jericho, they want to have a false flag, whether it's a pandemic or a dirty bomb or a nuke demolition. They absolutely are determined to cause martial law to happen, almost certainly by this fall.
Absolutely. Well, yes, that's good to know. Your background is there. But, you know, Dr. Wood, she continues to make her strong case.
I'd like to debate her. I can tell you that she would not be able to debate me.
Okay.
Okay, well, and that's why people need to understand this. I'm taking a very strong stand on this because I have great danger even trying to request doing radioisotope tests with plasma neutron spectroscopy at parts per quadrillion. I've been told in U.S. and Canadian labs, and I've called almost all of them, that I will be arrested within 30 minutes for requesting, just for requesting the test, just with material I have actually from the World Trade Center. So requesting the test, I will be arrested for doing the proper test, which is plasma neutron spectroscopy, look for iron-58 and other heavy isotopes. But I already have their data. I have their data that shows isotopes that can only be present with a nuclear explosion.
So the strontium levels, the increased levels there,
yes,
with those microscopic particles. I tried to send you the actual photographs in that study in Denmark.
Yeah.
It was returned to me undeliverable. But you know, the pictures again, the dust that they collected was outside.
Oh, those thermites. I agree with Dr. Jones. There's thermite there. There's super thermite. Super thermite is very similar to a rocket fuel. But even rocket fuel will not cut through giant girders that are 5 foot across.
Exactly.
It won't cut through a girder with 2 inches of asbestos on it. It's not going to vaporize a third of the mass of the building.
I was touring the World Trade Center towers in the 80s, early 80s, and I was taken down in the basement and was basically shown the engineering of those beams. They're
massive. They're massive. And not only that, we have explosives inside the base of the building. It fits exactly the documents you gave me about the nukes.
There's absolutely no way that the impact of a jet airliner could cause that destruction from the bottom.
No, not possible. And the fact is that, as I say, I've been working with anonymous physicists in America, nuclear physicists, who were terrified to come alive because they know there's a very small clique of advanced nuclear physicists. So they've contacted me after me putting out the request for years, and we've been working for the past, well, it must be 4 years or so on all of this data, and I have tons of corroboration. And the reason why I'm working with the Joel Hirshhorn and four of the scholars from 9/11 Truth is to get a congressional bill over building materials codes on the World Trade Center saying, hey, if jet aircraft can knock down buildings, you better change the building code.
Exactly.
Right? And that's the tack we're taking. And we want to, as part of that, we're not excluding any theories, whether it's directed energy or whatever. I would accept anything, but I know it was demolished. We know that it was thermite. That's proven. That's an absolute.
That's a critical point.
Right. Number one, so there's demolition charges, at least 10,000, perhaps more, put in the building. But that would still not reduce the mass of the building by a third. And then we know the building fell on its own footprint, which means the core had to be vaporized into an atomic vapor. And
that's
just
right.
Blow away.
And like I talked with Dr. Jones a couple of years back when he first came out with his report, he just said, I just have a real hard time grasping the horrific means of what this actually report actually says.
It does. It puts us all in a state of shock, doesn't it? And let's get back if we can and see if we can in this break continue in the UK. And I would love to get Anne.